here.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israelis are ramping up pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after Israel's military recovered the bodies of six hostages from a tunnel in Gaza over the weekend, and U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday Netanyahu is not doing enough. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnson.
Netanyahu appeared to push back when asked about Biden's comments.
The pressure internationally must be directed at these killers, at Hamas, not at Israel.
A senior Hamas official said Biden's criticism was, quote, American recognition that Netanyahu was responsible for undermining efforts to reach a deal.
We're asked to make concessions? What message does this send Hamas? It says, kill more hostages, murder more hostages, you'll get more concessions.
Months of stop-start negotiations mediated by the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have so far failed to reach an accord on a proposal laid out by Biden in May.
The UK government says it's suspending exports of some weapons to Israel because they could be used to break international law. Foreign Secretary David Lammy said Monday there is a clear risk some items could be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international law. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched a barrage of drones, cruise, and ballistic missiles at Kyiv.
Several series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours of Monday. Ukraine's interior minister said debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in every district of the capital, injuring three people and damaging two kindergartens. Residents had hurried into the city's bomb shelters. Oksana Arganova, an 18-year-old student at a high school there, tells the AP she was still shaking after the nighttime scare. I woke up and my neighbour was shouting, let's go down to the shelter. There are big explosions. We all ran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in Mongolia. A member of the international court that issued an arrest warrant for him. The official visit in which he is set to meet Tuesday with the Mongolian leader is Putin's first to a member country of the International Criminal Court since it issued a warrant for his arrest nearly 18 months ago on charges of war crimes in Ukraine. Ukraine has called on Mongolia to arrest Putin and hand him over to the court in The Hague. Spokesperson for Putin said last week that the Kremlin is not worried about the visit. A Venezuelan judge has issued an arrest warrant for the opposition's former presidential candidate as part of a criminal investigation into the results of the disputed July election. VOA show Ramsey reports.
The warrant issued on Monday comes just over a month after election officials declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of a disputed election his opponents say he lost. The warrant was issued at the request of authorities who accuse Edmundo Gonzalez, a former diplomat, of various crimes including conspiracy, falsifying documents, and usurpation of powers. Ruling party local electoral authorities declared Maduro the victor of the July 28th election hours after polls closed. They did not show any detailed results to back up their claim as they had offered in previous presidential elections. The lack of transparency has drawn international condemnation against Maduro and his allies. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
10 people went on trial Monday for treason in Nigeria in connection with anti-government protests that erupted last month over the high cost of living. The defendants could face the death penalty if they're convicted.
The protesters have pleaded not guilty to the charges. In early August, thousands of protesters in Nigeria took to the streets to denounce President Bola Tinubu's economic policies and government. Bola Tinubu scrapped expensive fuel subsidy payment last year upon assuming office and soon afterwards floated the national currency, the Naira. Authorities accused protesters of inciting public unrest and burning government buildings, but pledged to address the economic hardship. The case has drawn the ire of human rights group Amnesty International. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A Brazilian Supreme Court panel has unanimously upheld the decision of one of its justices to block billionaire Elon Musk's social media platform X nationwide. That is according to the court's website. The broader support among justices undermines the effort of Musk and his supporters to cast Justice Alexander de Moraes as a renegade and a censor of political speech. The panel was comprised of five of the full bench's 11 justices. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.